Good day, everybody. I think that's the right greeting because all of us together are from different parts of the country, and some are even from different continents here with us today. So we hope you're in the midst of a really, really great day. You know, it's great to be back from my bout with COVID, and I appreciate all of you who prayed for me. God's so good, and I can tell you that it feels good to feel good, right? And even better than feeling good is when things are going good. And we're looking forward to God helping all of us with that today. We're going to receive some empowering insight about how to market our church post-COVID. And, you know, if you don't like the word market, let's just talk about how to communicate the gospel well with people outside of our church post-COVID. And I know for a lot of us, we're not really post-COVID, are we? I mean, here in Victoria, our hospitalization rate of COVID patients is 23%. It just went up above 23%. And we watch that number really, really close, like I'm sure many of you do, because when it goes up above 15%, it means our hospital administrators are concerned. And so we start praying for them. We start trying to do things to support our wonderful healthcare workers here on the front lines. So let me start today just by asking you, I know it's different. It's different in different parts of the country. It's even different in different counties and in similar parts of the country. But if you want prayer for your region, please just let us know. Message something, and we're going to have a time of prayer after our webinar today for churches that are in the same condition we're in here in Victoria County. We sure appreciate you praying for us too. And then also, if you're doing something creative that's really been a blessing to your healthcare workers, can I encourage you to put that up online too? Because we can multiply the influence of God's kingdom better together than we can ever do on our own. And I know we all know that. So, well, listen, I'm so looking forward today because the person who's with us, Eric Smith, is the president of the Smith Media Group, and it's a group that has helped many of the national ministries that many of us respect get their message to the people they were called to reach. And that's not just important on a national scale, is it? It's very important on a local scale. And we see that every day in our church, and I know you guys do too. And Eric's going to take an hour, and he's going to help us today. And I'm so grateful for that. Eric, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Jim. What an honor it is to be on this webinar today, and believe that some of the things that I can share will help pastors to help communicate better and get the gospel out the door. There are so many great things that we can take advantage of, you know, in today's technology, and I'm going to be really excited to share some of those with the Significant Church team.
Yeah, well, you know that we have people on this network because we'll talk later about our partnership and how much we enjoy the shared passion in one another's hearts and watching God bring our gifts together so that a lot of lives can be impacted. But I can tell you that I know you're going to help them because you've helped me so much and you've helped our church. And that's really what we do here at this in this webinar is every 2 weeks we ask you to take a lunch break. And hey, let's get together, and we're going to bring people together that I know you'd enjoy having lunch with. And some of them are pastors that have helped our church, Faith Family Church, from all across the country. Some of them are people like Eric who've helped us with a specific skill like marketing. But Eric, why don't you just start by sharing a little insight about why this area is so important?
You know, I tell you right now, you know, technology is available at their fingertips. What I find a lot of pastors, they don't understand it sometimes, or maybe they don't have the team members that can help them out. So, I mean, it's so important now. You know, we talk about where Jesus said, you know, to go in all the world and preach the gospel. And he told us that we would do greater works. And I always thought about, what does he mean by greater works? It's the Lord himself. You know, we walk through towns, he would revolutionize a town. He would shake a town. And, but, you know, through technology, we have some really amazing opportunities for people to factor into, Pastor Jim. And, you know, that's what I'm very excited about sharing with the team today.
Well, you know, for me, I love hearing people's stories. You know, it just encourages the story God's trying to write with my life. And we're going to talk about seven types of technology today. So looking forward to getting into our content. But I know everybody wants to hear your story. So let's hear your story.
Sure, sure. Well, I'll tell you what, 25 years ago, I got into full-time ministry, working with a ministry by the name of R.W. Shambach. And
I was where I grew up, you know.
That's right.
I used to listen to him on the radio, and like many, thought he was an African-American preacher. But he convinced me I didn't have any trouble. All I needed was faith in God.
That's right. And he'd point that finger at the camera almost every time and say that exact same phrase. And I'll tell you, it was an honor and a privilege to assist Brother Shambach as his crusade director for 17 years. It was my responsibility for filling up venues like the Madison Square Gardens and the Alto Arenas and, you know, those huge tent crusades. I mean, picture us, Brother Shambach, preaching the gospel with a tent that seats over 5,000 people in the Bronx and in Harlem, New York, and South Central Los Angeles.
Right, he didn't go to the easy places. Yeah.
When churches are typically running out of those places, that's where we would run into with the gospel, and we would see lives changed by the thousands on a nightly basis. So miracles happening. You know, I've seen literally, Pastor Jim, I saw a woman in Bulgaria who had her four fingers cut off for the cause of Christ. I saw my own two eyes that woman come back with a full brand new hand.
Awesome.
So I saw miracles like that took place on a nightly basis. Then we had the privilege of working with Steve Hill for 12 years. Steve was that fiery evangelist from the Brownsville Revival. Over 5 million people went through that church in Pensacola, Florida. 5 million people. There were over 600,000 salvations and over 128 nations represented by that church. And then Steve had that passion. He said, Eric, we got to take this message across America, around the world. So, again, it was my job and responsibility, you know, packing out the largest arena so we could pull the nets in, have Steve pull the nets in. And what a pure evangelist. He would just cry when you start talking about souls. And honored and privileged to serve him. And then we had Reinhard Bonnke. We had assisted Brother Bonnke till you went to heaven. You know, Brother Bonnke had seen over 88 million salvations, 88 million in his lifetime. Now, Daniel Clinton is doing an amazing job at CFAN. But what an honor and privilege to help facilitate a lot of things that Brother Bonnke had done. Then Teal Osborne, we had the privilege of putting together one of the largest meetings he's ever saw. We had 50,000 people in the largest bull ring in the world in Mexico City. And Brother Osborne pulled the nets in, had over 50,000 salvations over the 4 days we were there. We assist Joyce Myers and hundreds of others of people as well. But, you know, it's just, to me, it's an honor and privilege to, you know, there's over 7 billion people on the face of the earth. And I'm honored. I'm humbled that God is using me, because there's probably a whole lot more qualified people than me out there, Pastor Jim. But I'm thankful for the Lord's help me to do, and my team as well. You know, when I was 18 years of age, my goal and aspiration was I was planning on playing in the NFL. I love playing baseball, basketball, football, lacrosse, tennis, anything with a ball, basically. And I was recruited by over 60 colleges coming out of high school. And, you know, when I got saved at age 19, I was literally getting ready to walk on as a true freshman, potential starter at Florida State when Bobby Bowden was the coach. And I got saved. I got radically saved. And as I was preparing to go, literally, I was probably weeks away from going there. When I got saved, I just had a deep conviction that if I go down to these 1A schools, and I'm very driven, I'm very passionate, I want to be a starter, I want to be on that field on day one. I just didn't think I was strong enough as a Christian to be able to play college football at that level and stay a Christian. I thought I'd be sucked back in the world too fast. So for over 2 years, I walked away from numerous scholarships. Of course, I'm dating myself. This is when Barry Switzer was at Oklahoma. This is when Bobby Bowden, of course, was at Florida State. Lou Holtz was at Notre Dame. Tom Osborne was at Nebraska. But they were
Jimmy Johnson was at Oklahoma State.
I'm
in Texas, you know. So he just got put in the Hall of Fame. I got to bring him up.
Absolutely.
Of course, I'm from Pittsburgh. So now do I go to Troy Polamalu, Bill Cowher, all my homeboys from that area, Fanica. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, you bet. You know, and I tell you, when I was growing up, I thought, you know what, this was my dream. But, you know, again, when I got saved, I wish I was a Tim Tebow of that day, because I didn't think about it back then. Tim Tebow's used his platform to be a great champion for the gospel. Yeah. But, you know, what I see now, God had a bigger picture and plan. I thought I'd be playing football in front of millions on a Sunday, you know, Sunday in the NFL. But God's used me, and I'm privileged, and I say this humbly, to be a catalyst. To be the Aaron of Earth for ministries, Exodus 17, where we've been privileged to help ministries all over the world. To date, we have accounted, these are numbers, we've been privileged to see over 27.5 million people come to Christ. We've helped facilitate over the last several decades. And God's put a mandate in my heart about 20 years ago, and I didn't understand that either. But he said, Eric, I want you to help ministries win 100 million souls. I'm thinking to myself, Lord, how can this happen? Well, we're going to talk about some of that today by using technology.
Absolutely. And we're grateful for our partnership. We believe we're going to see millions of those come from the slice of pie that God's calling you to help us in. That is so good. And, you know, I can say that a lot of us wanted to play in the big 33 game, but you actually played in it. And it was kind of funny because after this, I'm going to interview a dear friend of mine, Stephen Mansfield, Dr. Stephen Mansfield. And Stephen was a All-American high school football player. A lot of people don't know that. So I thought, what are the odds I'd be interviewing two guys like this, you know, 2 weeks in a row? But I'm sure glad that we're here. You know, Eric, I am so excited about the things you're going to get into right now. So I want to jump right into them. But before we get into our core subject, I just want to welcome our new members. We have new members every couple of weeks, and we're so grateful to have you guys with us. Pastor Evans Akenya from Nairobi, Kenya. Pastor Prince Amponsha from Accra, Ghana. Pastor Jimmy Brizendine from Nichols, South Carolina. Pastor Kashif Fazal from Lahore, Pakistan. Pastor Daniel Ford from Hamilton, Texas, and Pastor Lau Goddard from Ada, Oklahoma, Pastor Karun Kumar from Andhra Pradesh, India, Pastor Charles Martin from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Pastor Mike Matope from Mikolongwe, Malawi, Pastor Jack Penny from Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, Pastor Stan Rankin from Hamer, South Carolina, Pastor Dwayne Smith from Calhoun, Georgia, Pastor David Wenrich from Boston, Massachusetts, Pastor Michael Whitmire from Ocoa, Tennessee. Not sure I said that right, but man, we celebrate you guys. Thank you for serving on the post where God's called you to serve. And we'll talk about, you know, our mission and why. We highly value what you do because Jesus highly values what you do. And you guys know what this is like when Holy Spirit, when you feel his emotion about something, your emotion then starts coming up to the level of his. And I can just tell you, God's proud of you guys. He believes in you and he wants who he made you to be empowered. So the things that he's put in your heart come to pass. And we love being a part of that. Well, Eric, help us learn how we can market in this post-COVID world.
Sure. Thank you so much, Pastor Jim. I want to start out by saying, you know, I want to encourage pastors and churches to consider three things. I want you to consider these three words. I want you to consider innovate, propagate, and accelerate. And the definition of innovate means to make changes in something established, especially by introducing new methods, ideas, or products, or introduce something new. Then the definition of propagate is to spread and promote an idea theory widely, and then accelerate, to begin to move more quickly or increase in amount or extent. There's technology and platforms that now exist where we can market to people like never before. We have the ability to reach the same audience time and time again and be laser focused. And pastors, we need to be open to innovation or innovate because there are new ways of getting the gospel out. We don't want to do the same thing over and over again if it's not producing results. This is the definitions we all know of insanity. So let's be looking into new ways or methods of touching lives. Then let's also use these new methods or ways to propagate and spread widely the message of the gospel, which is the good news to a lost and dying world. And they need the good news now more than ever. We got political situations going on. We got COVID situations going on. But you know what? The gospel doesn't change. It can still transform lives. And we can use technology in doing it. And then through the use of this technology and tools and resources now available, we can accelerate the way we impact people using new marketing strategies like never before. I like, you know, at Smith Media Group, we now assist ministries with 18 different services. We didn't start out with 18. We started out with just one at a time. The Bible says this way in Luke 16:10, that when we're faithful and little, God gives us more. I would begin to pray and ask God to help me to establish new ideas, new strategies, and he would just begin to pour those into my heart and spirit. And then we would launch a second service and a third service and a fourth service. The Bible says it this way, as we all know, James 1:5 says that if we lack wisdom, we can go to God and he'll give it to us liberally. And I would begin to go after God and ask him for abundance of wisdom so we could be a benefit for the kingdom in a greater fashion. Habakkuk 2:2 says it this way, that we're supposed to write the vision, make it plain so we know how to run the race.
Amen.
What I find out is a lot of ministries have an idea or a thought, but they don't necessarily have a plan. And what I mean by that, they don't write the plan down. They don't hear from the Lord and strategize and then put the plan on paper. I encourage a lot of churches to follow the Habakkuk 2:2 rule, and that's to write the vision or plan on paper so you know exactly what God's calling you to do and you can run the race accordingly. And one of the scriptures that really stirred my heart, Pastor Jim, to launch Smith Media Group, our marketing and media company, was Mark 16:15, where it says it this way: Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I didn't take this as an option. I took this as a command. And as I was stirred by that command, we've been blessed and thankful for the Lord for helping us to accomplish, again, over 27.5 million people coming to Christ in the last 7 years. And we're going to believe God for 100 million. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people on the Significant Church team be a part of those numbers as well.
Yeah, and that started. We're going to talk about that in a minute. You know, you were talking earlier about how you kind of wish you were Tim Tebow. And I think there's lots of things like that that we don't realize that just a little tweak can have a really big impact in our life. Like if you had thought that way, there might have been a lot of people, one, because you're thinking about their salvation, not just your own, really, you know. So for me, I'm going to talk about an area for me, and it's prayer and planning. That I was raised in a family that understood planning, and one of the biggest programs we had or webinars that pastors had helped them was the one we did on planning a while back, and all these are up on the archives. But I didn't see prayer and planning right. I didn't see the importance of each one of them. I mean, prayer, because man proposes and God disposes, his ideas are better. But planning, because of the scripture that you just read, and really, aren't pastors the same with technology? Doesn't the church have a history of being resistant before it's receptive?
Yeah, they sure do, Pastor Jim. And you know, here's what I found, and as I've done a lot of research, and I, of course, had the privilege of working with Brother Schambach, right? 60-plus years of proven ministry. He was around when radio was coming out and TV in many ways. You know, but you know, it seemed like, Pastor Jim, that churches, you know, when TV came out back in 1916, of course, we're in World War I right now during that time frame. You know, the churches thought that the radio was of the devil. They didn't think about the strategy that could be used to get the gospel out. The church realized that, of course, you know, many years later, that radio was a great platform to use. And of course, now it is being used in many, many ways. Then in 1927, TV came out. And again, most churches ran away from that. They didn't see the value of it, but years later, we did understand the power of video, right? We see video now being used in such a powerful way, of course, on YouTube and always other great social platforms. In 1983, we saw the internet being developed. And again, it seemed like the church ran away from it. It seems like we're always behind the eight ball, or we're always behind the scenes because we're concerned that we're getting too worldly on some of these opportunities. And the latest medium is social media. That just launched about 24 years ago, back in 1997, social media launched, and now there's billions using it. So what I encourage pastors to do, Pastor Jim, all the time is, you know, although, yes, we got behind a little bit as these new developments came out, as I start sharing about some of these newer ways that we can get the message of the gospel out, I encourage churches, let's be on the cutting edge. Let's be on the leading edge, the front end of that, and be innovative so we can propagate and accelerate and get the message of the gospel out.
Yeah, well, I hope they have their phones ready to take some really good notes, because I know the Holy Spirit's going to really speak to you right now. Because when I was going through this, I had the opportunity to be mentored by my father-in-law, John Osteen, and he taught me the power of the camera. I mean, he was preaching to the world. Those of you who don't know his story, he was a very successful Baptist preacher, served on state boards. Tamara's older sister, Lisa, was born with a condition similar to cerebral palsy, and she was to be in a wheelchair for life, according to medical doctors. And that's when God awakened within him the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the reality Jesus still heals today. And he got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He got healed. He became a speaker at big full gospel businessmen conferences and in rallies and great in churches across America. And then he was in the Philippine Islands getting ready to speak. And the Holy Spirit dropped in his heart to take a church that had 234 members and was in a wooden feed barn that was converted into a church. And he went back and took that church, and some of his best friends said, "Have you lost your mind?" And he did. He found the mind of Jesus. And he settled into that 234 member church and built it, got the Holy Spirit through him, because Jesus builds churches, built it to a membership of 20,000 people. But honestly, that was just a fraction of what God did through him because of television and media. And I saw that in his life. And this is what I want to say. It's not just for national ministries. We have to get great at this locally, because there are people that when Eric said, God wants to, he wants you to innovate, because he wants to propagate and he wants to accelerate what God's doing through hearts. He wants to reach a lot of people in your town, and social media makes this more possible than ever. So we're going to jump into these seven things. Eric, go ahead and get started.
Okay. Yeah, it said, Pastor Jim, you know, that it takes the same person to see the same kind of ad, the same kind of spot, the same kind of promotion 7 to 15 times before they come to a point of decision. So again, what technology is out there? Here are several ways that you can innovate, propagate, and accelerate your message. The first one is, it's a newer platform. Well, let's say it's not a newer platform, but there's a newer way of using it. Of course, TV, you mentioned that as well, you know, with yourself and other churches using television. You know, people sometimes, the newer generation that were, you know, that's not quite the, you know, maybe the Gen X, the Gen Zs, they kind of think TV is like an old dinosaur. But yeah. I'm telling you, you know, corporate America and politicians, the number one branding tool is terrestrial TV. That's when you're turning on, you know, your TV set, and it's not through OTT, it's not through DirecTV, it's coming through the cable. It's still the number one branding way of doing things. So it's a great way of using, you know, getting the gospel out and really getting your points of what your church is about and the impact you can have. So TV is still an amazing way of doing things, but my company's developed a platform to allow churches to hit their target audiences based upon any criteria. We can pinpoint and hit a very specific audience with ads that follow them wherever they go. We also use geofencing, and here's how it works. You know, we know through set top boxes, through digital data, we know that people can takes TV and streaming and online display to another level, meaning like we know when people watch, for example, Fox News, we know when they watch Fox News, they're going to ESPN, they're going to History Channel, they're going to Discovery Channel. We can make sure church's spots are in front of those eyes. And when those eyes turn the TV set off, now we can follow them onto online display, meaning when they go onto websites, maybe they're going onto weatherchannel.com to find out what the weather's going on. Maybe they're going to Forbes.com or Kiplinger's.com to find out what's going on in their portfolios. Guess what happens? Our ads, your ads, follow them there. So now they saw your spot on ESPN and Fox News, and then they went on Forbes.com and Weather Channel, your ads there as well. And now, because of, again, the technology algorithm that we've developed, we now can geofence people to a point where if people are watching television through Roku or through Sling or through Xbox, through Chromecast, through Apple TV, Pluto TV, Tubi, Vudu, there's all these other online platforms out there, including even like PlayStation, Xbox. Can you imagine? We can now follow people when they grab their tablets. Maybe their husband or wife want to watch a movie. Guess what? Your ads, the church's ads, follow them there. So based upon these set-top boxes and based upon digital data that we've helped create, we now can make sure a church's voice, a church's message is being not only seen on television, but also on streaming devices, which are those Rokus and
that's
the
so exciting.
Apple TVs,
that's so
and
cool.
Also on online. So the beauty of that is we can get people where it used to be like television. Some networks have the ability to use Nielsen, but a lot of other networks don't have the ability financially to use Nielsen. So it used to be more about the potential reach. But now with these set-top boxes, Pastor Jim, we can now make sure if you want to, based upon 4,000 different criterias, we can now help a church get their message out, impact people, and what happens is when they're impacted and they're influenced, they become a part of your church. So using TV streaming online display is a big, big deal. We've helped hundreds of churches, colleges, Christian schools use these platforms, and some schools have gone up by a third in enrollment in the last year because of using these strategies. So I encourage churches, use TV, use streaming, use online display. The tech challenge is there, and it's a great way of getting your message out the door. The second way I encourage churches to really strongly consider, and this is to me low-hanging fruit, is search campaigns. Churches should be doing these search campaigns every single month. Don't you want your church to be the one people are seeing when they're searching on the web? And here's how this works. for a few $100 a month. When people go on Google, which is the largest search engine, of course, in the world, or Yahoo and Bing, which are other ones, people are going online and they're putting in keywords like find a good church in my city, find a friendly church, find a Holy Ghost church, whatever keywords they want to put in there. Don't you want your church to be the one that they see? Of course you do. And what happens is, think about this. We know how much money that we might spend to bring a family to our church. If I were to probably do a poll with churches or pastors right now in this webinar, I would think a lot of them would say we have spent thousands of dollars of trying to get our message out the door, maybe through outreaches, maybe through their various things. But, you know, using a search campaign, these people are going online and they're searching for God themselves. We're not trying to put the carrot in front of them. The carrot's already there. They're already chewing on it. So the search campaign is a great way for you as a pastor, as these people are putting, as we put keywords into your platform, people are going to find your church in your city. And what happens is, as they find your church, they hit your website, they see all the good things God's doing with you and through you. They see the children's church ministry, the youth ministry, your outreaches, what you're doing for benevolence. What happens is from there, they get part of your church. So we see churches growing every single month because of search campaigns. So it's another great tool to use. The third one is social media. Of course, as I mentioned, billions of people are using social media now. Obviously, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram are probably the three most popular right now. YouTube, of course. There's TikTok, which is very, very hip-hop for the younger generation. But, you know, every day a church can plant a seed of righteousness by using social media. And I encourage them, continue to do it. Many churches are doing it well. A lot of churches, they don't have the staff. So they're like, well, what do we do? How do we do it? Well, we'll talk probably a little bit later on how they can tap in through SCN, through the Significant Church Network, how they can get these assets already produced and they can utilize them and have the impact on people's lives. And here's an idea I always encourage churches to consider when it comes to social media. Establish an online pastor who can bond with people and build a relationship with them through your social audience. So, for example, if Pastor Jim is ministering, I'm sure your team already does this, Pastor Jim, but you know, it's a great way where an online pastor can stir conversation, build relationship, build bridges with people.
Yeah, we and close with people, and moderators are connecting, and it makes a big difference. People, the level of connection is so much bigger.
It is. And it's a great way where people might not understand everything you're teaching, right? So the online pastor can say, does anybody have any questions? Well, they might say, well, I didn't quite understand what Pastor Jim meant, this in the Greek or whatever it might be. Well, then the online pastor can give a better understanding. And what happens, the bond gets created, they go from watching you on social media to coming to your church. And again, this is what we're trying to do. We want to create churches that are growing and flourishing. The next thing to consider, point number four, is developing podcasts and webinars. Now, this is a great way for you to impact people on a weekly or a monthly basis, of course, based upon your schedule. You could also get your podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and you can expand your reach, touching really thousands, if not tens of thousands of additional people. Just another way of using a tool or resource to help you get the gospel out the door. The next thing I encourage churches to do, of course, when COVID hit, right back in March of 2020, thereabouts, it seemed like things were beginning to shut down here in America, around the world. My company has a live stream service, and we've had hundreds of ministries tapping into it. But, you know, what we found out is a lot of churches weren't sure, you know, how to use live streaming in an effective way. And I always encourage churches this. People are using live stream now more than ever, but, you know, when you're using live stream, I always encourage churches to factor in, it's great using social media, and they should use that on a regular basis. You know, using Facebook Live, using Periscope, using other platforms is good. But I encourage churches, you want to drive traffic back through your website, because here's what happens. When the service is over, of course, it archives to your platform. Well, people go back to your website to get point one, point two, point three, and point four, because they want to learn. They want to get those notes. People retain about 15, 20% of what we say every Sunday morning. So they go back to and they check out the live stream, check out the archive. But here's what else happens after that. As they're done, you know, taking notes and getting point two and point three down, they're also checking out, wow, this church has got an amazing children's ministry. This church has an amazing youth ministry. They got a special speaker coming that, you know, 2 weeks from now, or a big water event, a big fun event, you know, at the church or something like that. And what happens is, it's a great way where people understand more about what you're called to do, the impact you're having on people's lives. And what happens is, pastors, they come to your church. So I really encourage people, use social media, but make sure, do your best to try to drive people through your website, because I don't want to, I mean, it's great using, again, the social platforms, but I don't want to give more credit and credence to Facebook and to Twitter. I want them to know about your church and your ministry and all the good things God's doing with you and through you. And, you know, here's another idea that people can use when it comes to live stream services. I encourage people, when you take your Sunday morning content, you can actually edit that down and put some jump backs, lower thirds. You can put some overlays on that, which is all, these are all technical terms, TV terms. It makes your program look very polished and very, very precise. Sometimes when you're live streaming, sometimes music doesn't equate as well, you know, online as a real experience. So you can have an editor go in there and you can create lower thirds, or you can create points of contact where people can know what God's doing with your ministry or events coming up. So that's another way of polishing a live stream service. And when people go back on Monday, they see more of the polished version, more edited version. But it's also another way you can communicate all the events and all the good things God's doing with you and through you at your church itself. And then our last one, or our sixth one, is launching a blog. We're doing this right now, of course, with your Significant Church Network. But you know, it's a real simple process. Sometimes pastors seem like it's a challenge, but it's really pretty simple. You can easily take your Sunday morning message that you've taken a lot of time, a lot of preparation. You know, you've taken lots of notes. You've gone to the Word. You got what you want to say down. Condense it down to about 600 to 800 words, and post it on your website. You can also tap into other platforms, you know, with blogs that have huge audiences and expand the reach of your ministry in a big, big way. Yeah, this is just a great way to communicate with your audience on a weekly, monthly basis. And I also encourage pastors this too, Pastor Jim, that it doesn't have to be a written blog all the time. They can do a video blog. So if writing, you know, maybe they want to switch it up. Maybe every so often they want to do a video blog, which is basically it's a word of impact. It's something that might be a word in season to encourage somebody, to maybe something they're going to preach on a Sunday morning, but they want to give just a little overview to the viewing audience. These are just six ways that I believe that churches could use in a very, very powerful way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to the seventh way in just a minute, but I know that you just said so much great stuff. And you said it so concisely that I want to just remind pastors that this will be archived and you'll be able to listen to it again, because some of those little things, trust me, there are lots of hearts and lots of souls, lots of healing, lots of redemption, lots of God prospering lives behind us doing those things well. And I'm going to take just a minute and talk about Faith Family, but I love what you said about how you treat your online service, because right now with hospitalizations at 23%, that rate, a third of our congregation was online Sunday, and our giving's ahead of 2019. Technology has played a big part in what's going on. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't take the place of pastoral care, and pastoral care is even more of a challenge, but it's also more fulfilling. I mean, when you go the extra mile to love people, it just feels good in your soul when you're driving home at night. But for us, I agree with what Kerry Newhoff said. I know a lot of you guys listen to him, but he said, okay, if 33% of your church is online, what percentage of your staff assets are now devoted to those people online? And he suggested 10%, which I think is conservative and good. And when he said that, it really made me think. And I would encourage you to build teams, you know, whether it's a pastor, or whether it's moderators that are connecting with the people. It's really for the same reason you stand by the door, or you stand by exits as people are leaving. You know, it's one thing to connect with your service. You know, it's another thing to connect personally and to connect deeper with people. So moderators are important. Having sound people, volunteers who are trained and dedicated to producing even the online experience initially really, really well, having your pro presenter people ready to go. You do want to do it as perfect as you can, and I like the cleanup too, but we also want to do it just as perfect as we can. And I just want to say this, because so many of you have so much influence, way more influence in your town than what you realize. You know, a good program has a 2 Nielsen rating, right, Eric? Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a good national program. It's not easy to build national influence. So people who do that, they feel really good when you cross that barrier. Well, we started on ABC back in 1992. So do the math. And I remember trying to get up to a 1, you know, just hoping our program could get up to a 1. And God has used our ABC broadcast to really help build Faith Family Church. And now it's a 5.5. And to put that in perspective, the Astro games aren't drawing that on a nightly basis. So God has used it. But then I started doing what you talked about. I started taking, 3,000-word sermons and putting them into 500 or 600-word blogs. And our local, our regional paper, the Victoria Advocate, found out about it. And they then asked me, and of course we did this, would you give us those so we can put them on the front page of the faith section on Saturdays? So I can tell you that when I go around town, I get as much positive feedback about the newspaper article as I do the television show. And then Eric is so right. Of course, this is what he does for a living, right? But then my son Jeffrey says, young people don't do either one of those. So then you got to be aware of all the other platforms that they're going to and what their eyeballs are on. So this is, Eric, this is so, so helpful. Thank you today. And I know, guys, I want to remind you, you're going to have a chance to ask him questions as well here in just a minute. But this seventh way, you asked me to do this, and I had no clue how many hearts could be touched with the seventh thing you're going to talk about.
Yeah, I tell you, this is a new concept, right? There's new things being developed in our vocabulary. I know that back up until like March of 2020, if I asked everyone on this call, did you know what the word Zoom means? I about guarantee no one would have an understanding, including myself. And this is what I do for a living. Now practically everyone understands what Zoom is and what it's all about, how it can be utilized. One of the things that we've done at Smith Media Group for 25 years is we've helped facilitate large-scale meetings throughout the United States. As I mentioned, filling up the biggest arenas of the country. But we also do some massive large-scale meetings all around the world, typically on a weekly basis. Prior to COVID, we were organizing about 30 large-scale events in many cities across America, probably about 10, 15 cities across America, about 10 or 15 countries at the same time every single week on four different continents. And when COVID hit, Pastor Jim, in some of these meetings, we're talking 50 to 100,000 people in a single service. So this is a lot of movement. This is a lot of preparation. These things we're working on sometimes a year out to build as much momentum and try to build as much success so we can pull the nets in a big fashion. But when COVID hit and the world began to shut down one nation at a time, including America, I thought, God, I went back to God. I said, God, you said in James 1:5 that if I lack wisdom, you'll give me wisdom. I'm asking to give it to me liberally, Lord, because we got to get this gospel out. We can't let the devil shut our voices down. And I began to pray, and the Lord gave me the word Zoom. And I'm like, what does this mean? I began doing some research, cool? Began looking into it. And what we've done now with Zoom meetings, in which you've had the privilege of being on, Pastor Jim, and yesterday we had other significant churches, pastors on. We had Pastor Don Duncan. We had Pastor Mike Conaway. We had Pastor Pat Butcher. And we had Pastor Mike Ewalt all doing Zoom meetings yesterday all by themselves.
Awesome.
They impacted probably, on the audience from what I understood, about 5 million people on their segments that they were touching. This one network that we've put you on several times, Pastor Jim, and other parts of the Significant Church Network, we're talking going into 182 nations of the world, and we're doing that through Zoom. We're doing that through this technology that is at our fingertips. And so, what I shared to these pastors, sometimes it's hard, right? As a pastor, you love ministering in front of those people because you feel the energy. You can see the response. You can see their heads nodding. You can see the amening. So it's kind of difficult, isn't it, when you're looking at a little camera like I am right now, and you don't hear response. You don't feel the energy of the crowd. But I tell you what, if you can see eyes of faith, many of you on this call have amazing churches, multiply thousands in some cases, but literally on one of these worldwide live Zoom meetings that we've helped facilitate, you are touching more people in one of those 30-minute or one-hour broadcasts than you are if you put all 52 weeks of your services together combined. So, man, that's the impact of the world. And that's how we are taking technology like Zoom and impacting countries. Some of these networks, like JBN, it goes into 2,500 cable systems, wow, in all of Central and South America. We have it interpreted in Spanish, and of course, we're communicating in a strong fashion. King Television going into 182 nations of the world. We have ABN, which is a network that goes into all of Europe, all of Africa, parts of Asia, reaching 75 nations. So these are just some of the platforms, but that's where Zoom is coming into play, and that's where a lot of significant church pastors have literally touched, literally millions of people every single time they go on Zoom.
Yeah, well, I've been on networks, as you well know, and I've been interviewed on them and have been asked to produce documentaries for them and been offered the opportunity to buy time on them. But the thing I can tell you is there's some of them that I've done, and then I walk through airports and you see the reality of what happened. And when I get done with these Zooms, honestly, and a lot of the guys in the network have done even more than I have. You've done such a fantastic job. But Eric, tell me, I just know you called me. Talk about the kind of prayer requests. You get 20 minutes. You talk to all these hearts and tell them the kind of prayer requests, numerically even, and maybe quantitative and quality of how hearts are being touched.
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, I'll give you an example. Yesterday with Pastor Conway, Pastor Duncan, Pastor Butcher, that network received 23,583 prayer requests, test miracle testimonies, and salvations in the 1 hour. And then what they'll do with that, Pastor Jim, they'll play that sometimes the second and third time. So again, another audience. I mean, on worldwide TV, we're talking 182 nations. Every few seconds, you've got thousands of new eyes watching. So yesterday alone, just those three ministries probably touched, when you add the two or three times it was played, you probably touched about 15 to 20 million people. I mean, that's the power and the beauty of this process. And when you were on a recent program, Pastor Jim, I think we had over 30,000 prayer requests, testimonies, and salvations. I mean, these are just amazing numbers. And you've been on many Christian networks here in the United States that have great distribution. On most programs here in the United States, I can mention names, and we would all know that these broadcasters and who they are. If they can get 200 or 300 phone calls or emails or correspondence from people on a single 30-minute program, they count that really successful. But when you get tens of thousands, it's just mind-boggling the reach and the impact that these meetings are having. And that's, again, what Jesus told us, right, in John 14:12. He says, greater works will you do. And I've often thought about that. I mean, that's hit me more than times. When you ponder some of the things the Lord has shared, right, I think about, God, how are we supposed to do greater works than you? You're the Lord. You know, like I said, you go through towns, and towns would be transformed by your message and by the miracles that you did. And you know how we're doing it, Pastor Jim, is what we're talking about today, is by using technology. I often wonder, if Jesus was walking the earth today, you know, what would he be doing with technology today? Wow. So I encourage pastors today, again, as we talked about already, let's innovate, let's propagate, and let's accelerate the gospel message by using technology, and let's be the hands and feet of Jesus every day. And that's the beauty. We're doing this every day. I'm lining up about 30 to 35 live worldwide TV events every week. We're doing all we can to pull the nets in. We're seeing hundreds of thousands of people come to Christ just by these Zoom meetings. These are people filling out documents. They're telling the networks, you know, I just prayed that sinner's prayer. They're simple prayers, right? But you know what? When we confess with our, believe in our heart, and we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, people get born again.
Yeah, well, I'll just say this. I'm gonna brag on the Holy Spirit a minute. I don't know if you should have played football or not, but I think you're winning more souls than Tim Tebow. I think God's done a great work through you. And you know this, you're really an evangelist, Eric, in your heart. And I'm really a pastor. And so many times you're thinking like that, and I'm thinking about local churches. And when you talked about doing the greater works of Jesus, we're not going to do greater in quality, right? I mean, he had the Holy Spirit right, without measure. But we must in quantity. And we do right, it through broadcast. But my passion for today and for asking Eric to come on is that you guys, so many pastors don't see their importance from a local broadcasting perspective. They think the broadcast world belongs to all these guys who are national. I've turned down opportunities to go national, but I'll tell you, I've highly valued what using media can mean locally, and honestly, I've been so inspired today to get even better by it. We have a great question I'm gonna ask in just a minute, but before we do that, I wanna just thank you, because in addition to Smith Media Group, you've agreed to serve as the partnership director for Significant Church. And it's because we have a shared passion. And that shared passion is, first, that pastors and their teams are celebrated in big ways. We want you to feel celebrated every time you come in contact with anything that God has called Significant Church to do. The second thing is, we want you to find resources that cause your dreams to be realized. And we want you to find them through relationships that you enjoy. And so we want to invite you into that kind of experience on a regular basis through Significant Church. And then the third thing is our vision, Eric's, is to see 120 million, I believe, souls for the kingdom. The vision in my heart is to see a thriving church serving every overlooked community in the world. That's my vision. That's what I wake up laboring towards every single day. And we've surveyed all of America's 2,783 counties with 150,000 or less people in them. And we know that for the most part, 80% of the time, churches are plateaued. Doesn't mean they have to stay plateaued. There's a great book called Comeback Churches that, man, if you feel like, and we're all fighting it right now with culture, right? If we feel like we want to go to the next level, that book really feeds our faith. But anyway, that's the challenge and the purpose we have at Significant Church, and we want to invite all of you into it. I'm so thrilled to be a part of pastors who love pastors, who don't just want to retire with all the resources and blessing that God's put in them, but they want to pass it on and they want to resource others to reach their dreams. And they don't just want to do it locally, but they understand that Jesus calls us in Acts 1:8 to make an impact locally, regionally, globally, through things like the Zoom. Eric, do you want to take them through the partnership levels? Because one of the things you've done is you've actually offered your services at better rates because you have so much passion for what you know God wants to do through Significant Church.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Pastor Jim. Yeah, we've of course, with the collaboration with yourself, Pastor Jim, I want to first start off by saying it's an honor and a privilege to be a partner, to be the partnership director for Significant Church. I want to give God praise. In the last 114 days, we've seen 154 new members sign up. So we're averaging more than one new member every single day. And here's the beauty of this, as people tap into the webinars, they tap in the resources on the website, we're going to help these churches. We're going to empower these churches to grow and use best practices that people like Pastor Jim and the Significant Church team put out on the website on a regular basis, so they can be significant in the churches and communities that they're in. So we've developed basically four levels. First one is the easiest level, obviously, for churches, and we now have churches literally around the world tapping into this platform. So this is now becoming a worldwide movement as well. But free membership is step one. And with free membership, any pastor that wants to be a part of a Significant Church, they get access to these webinars. They get access to the archive access as well. So they can go back and they can help understand best practices. We got some great topics that are being taught on a regular basis. And again, pastors can dive into this content, take notes. We know God's not a respecter of persons. What he does for one, he'll do it for somebody else. So they can go into these webinars and take best practices, apply it in their life. I know they're going to see success as well, as you and others have as well, Pastor Jim. And then there's lots of free resources on the website. There's sermon notes. There's creative on there. There's commercials on there. So maybe a pastor of a church of 50 to 100 people doesn't have the staff that maybe others have. But you know what? They're going to be able to tap in the resources that are already created, and they can use it to minister gospel, both not just verbally, but also using creative, and also using PowerPoints and things like that, follow them as they're going from point one to point two to point three. Then the beauty of the free membership, we're also listing churches on the Significant Church website. So as people do SEO, as they're doing search engines, when people are going to your city, Pastor, they are looking at and they're finding your church based upon you being listed on the Significant Church network, and they're going to find your church, they're going to get plugged in. So that's another aspect of it. Then we have two more for free members. One is the invitation to exchanges. These are regional leadership events that many of the pastors are doing. This is where Significant Church pastors pour into pastors and leaders, again, share best practices, share ways that they're seeing success in their churches, and they're going to help you to see those same successes. And then lastly, what I enjoyed this past February was the national retreat of the Significant Church Network. And I know we got another one coming up in Corpus Christi, coming up the end of January, first part of February of 2022. And I encourage pastors, listen, if you want to be ministered to, you want to just sit there and be a sponge and let some of the greatest pastors that are part of the Significant Church just pour into you. I've been to, goodness, hundreds of conferences in the last 25 years. And I will say this without any hesitation. I was ministered to and I was encouraged. My spirit was uplifted by the national retreat. So I encourage for any pastor listen, take advantage of free membership, be a part of it. It'll be a blessing to you. Then our next level is a level that we're employing some of our team and our services to help pastors, help them get the message of the gospel out the door in greater fashion. So as a local connector, now this is for a gift of $100 a month. It's not a lot of money, but again, as smaller churches in these, that want to be significant in their communities, they can tap into these seven resources for just
$100
a month.
And Eric, it's important that we say this. No pastors in significant church make money from significant church. What
That's
you
right.
do goes into helping more pastors. That's all that happens. So go ahead.
That's right. That's right. And it's all about equipping them, right, Pastor Jim,
yep,
and making
yep.
them greater of significance and impact in their communities as well, for sure. So at the local connector level, here's what pastors get. They get everything in the free membership level, and they also get this. Some churches maybe need some help with websites. My team will go into their website, help create better pages, help create better optimization, make it more user-friendly, more navigation-friendly, or we'll actually create a brand new website for them.
I get so excited about you doing that for churches who partner to make things happen for other pastors. And that's
yeah,
kind of what God does. If we'll bless the world, he'll bless us. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. And then we also create content, social media content. So again, we talked about billions of people are on social media. Well, pastors, we've already got the content. When you're a local connector, you can tap into already pre-made social assets that you can populate on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, other platforms, and get your message out and get people aware about what God's doing with your ministry. So that's another great platform. We also create website banners that are already pre-made. So any holidays or any standard website information from, you know, Easter to Christmas and Mother's Day and Father's Day and everything in between, pastors, you can now grab those assets off the Significant Church website when you're a local connector, place it on your website, and it looks like you've got a lot of movement, you've got a lot of great content, and people are aware of what God's doing with you and through you. And then one of the things that we offer is a live stream service that my company produces, proprietary, but for anyone that's a local connector and participates with this at $100 a month, we make sure that we put our live stream platform on your website. So on day one, as soon as it's up and going, pastor, you can now preach outside the four walls of your church by as soon as we get this thing hooked up onto your platform. You get to see the people watching you from cities, from states, from counties, and countries, and you get to talk about that with your congregation. Your congregation gets excited when they find out you're preaching into literally four or five or six nations of the world, multiple states as well. So it's a great way of getting the gospel out. And then we talked about this already, but we'll help you, pastor, as a local connector, to preach the gospel on platforms touching millions of people all over the world. This is live television. This is not taped. This is going live. And as the Spirit gives you the utterance, you're going to be touching lives. Souls will be saved, and Jesus will be lifted up and glorified in all that you do. And then I find out, Pastor Jim, that about two out of three pastors that want to go into all the world and preach the gospel, they just don't know how to do it. Well, because we set up so many meetings around the world, we'll allow you to come with us, and you'll preach in front of, some cases, thousands of people if you want to travel around the world and preach the gospel. And then the last service for Local Connector is if you have the ability to pre-record a 30-minute message, think about this. You record it in your own studio or your church in your office. I have the ability to get into hundreds of churches around the world on Sunday morning. And so you preach a generic message, and as that message, you preach a message, you build faith, you get a chance to pull the nets in, you give an altar call, you pray a mass prayer maybe for miracles, and at the end of your broadcast, you say, now, pastor, I want you to meet your pastor. Come forward right now if you receive Christ or you received a miracle. And then those churches are growing all around the world. And in some cases, you're impacting between 50 and 100,000 people
wow.
in churches all over the world just by that service all by itself. And you get that as a local connector with the Significant Church Network for getting all for just $100 a month. And again, it doesn't go to you, Pastor Jim. It doesn't go to me. It doesn't go to anybody else. It goes to helping other pastors get the gospel out the door.
That's awesome. And then for some, free membership is our Celebrate Pastors level. And then Local Connector means, man, we want to help you help your friends. I mean, everybody needs to have friends. We give you resources to help you and share with you where there are good, healthy relationships in your region that can help you. And then some come in at the State Connector level, the state representative. And everything offered to Local Connectors is offered at this level. But these guys end up doing a lot of the interviews on U.S.-based television and radio networks. You'll help them with consultation on fundraising programs. We're getting ready to build a discipleship and nurture center here at Faith Family Church. I'm just starting to meet with architects, and you help pastors. I know a lot of pastors don't have a father-in-law like I did they can go to, and it's such a blessing, Eric, that you're willing to be there for them. You'll place, if the church has a 30-minute television show program, you'll place that on livestream.tv that has 9.9 monthly viewers, and also include them in a speakers bureau where you help churches find speakers and coordinate all that. So, you know, the Bible says that in Hebrews 7:7, when I give to God, He's always going to give back more. I don't ask Him to. It's just His nature. And that's the way we want to be at Faith Family, Faith Family Church, but Significant Church. We want to be that same way. And then we have great regional connectors across the country. But Eric, thank you so much for being with us. And we've got about 3 minutes left, because I promise these guys, lunch hour won't go over. I just want to tell them, next week we're going to have Dr. Stephen Mansfield with us. If you've heard of him, he's a best-selling New York Times author. If you've heard of the book, Faith of George W. Bush, he wrote that book, sold well over a million copies, written many other books and other bestsellers as well. Before he was doing what he's doing today, he successfully pastored in Abilene, Texas, and then in Nashville, Tennessee. And Stephen has an incredible heart. He's doing a great work among the Kurds that I want to talk to him about in our next meeting. But Stephen and I have been friends since I was 19 years old. So we've been dear friends for 42 years now. And we were in each other's weddings. We're such good friends. And he has an incredible ministry to men. We're going to talk about ministry to men. We're going to talk about getting the message out of us that God put into us. So many things I can't wait to talk about with Stephen next week. But Eric, again, thank you for being with us. And let's go out by answering this really good question that was submitted to us. And it's a question about, you know, somebody... Oh, good. My phone was frozen up for a minute. That wasn't fun. So, but here's the question. How would you suggest pastors who don't have a lot of staff or resources begin implementing some of the methods you've talked about? So what do you say step one is to a pastor who doesn't have a lot of staff or resources?
Yeah, I tell you, step one, I think, honestly, Pastor Jim, is them becoming a local connector with Significant Church, because we can help facilitate lots of this technology. Just because they're a local connector, they're going to be able to tap into social media. They'll be tapping into live streaming. We'll help them with, you know, other aspects, of course, getting the gospel out the door using Zoom. So I think the quickest way, easiest way, I mean, obviously you can't, as a pastor, you can't spend $100 a month and get someone of great quality that can be on your staff and to do all these things. Well, that's, again, the benefits of being a local connector in a Significant Church. If you tap into that, you're going to get 25 years of experience. You're going to get probably up to 40 team members at your access that we can help empower you and help you use technology in a significant way.
That's awesome. You know, I want to say this, because I was going to answer that. A couple of my mentors, guys who helped me, one of them is Pastor Tommy Barnett, and he said, everything you need is in your house. But we don't see it. I didn't see it as a young pastor, how to take those first steps. And I was with Dr. T.L. Osborne one time. My father-in-law let me host him when he was speaking there. And he walked into Lakewood, and he said, man, he said, my eyes love what they see. And he said, they see a lot real quick at this stage of my life, too. And so when you hook up like what you talked about, you're going to start seeing through somebody else's eyes. And that's really going to help you. So, guys, thank you for being with us today. I'm going to let Eric take us out with a quick prayer. Look forward to seeing you again in a couple of weeks. And you guys knock it out of the park this weekend. The Holy Spirit's with you. And, man, it's just so grateful to be connected to you. Eric, would you pray?
I'd be happy to. Thank you so much. Father, I just thank you, God, for everyone that's part of this webinar, that watched it live, those will be watching it also on archived. Father, I thank you, God, for just helping these pastors and helping them to be able to be innovative and to propagate and to accelerate the message of the gospel by tapping in these great resources that are available to them. Father, I thank you, God, that you equip us and you anoint us every single day for the work of the gospel. I thank you for these wonderful men of God, women of God that are out there every single day. They're praying, they're seeking, they're finding. And Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless them. I thank you for increase for their ministries. I thank you, God, for just letting your light shine through them, God, that you be glorified in all that they do. Lord, we love you. We count it a privilege to be called a son and daughter of you, of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys, for being such good friends.